The city of Fayetteville is using the phone to make it easier to connect neighbors who want to donate money to neighbors who need that assistance to stay afloat. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us more about how you can give and use the newly created Help a Neighbor Fund.
Yolanda Fields, the director of community resources for the city of Fayetteville, says there are many nonprofits and churches in the area that provide assistance with things like utility bills and housing deposits, as well as a whole array of other services. But at this point in the year, she adds, many have also run out of money. Fields hopes the Help a Neighbor Fund can be there as an extra resource when residents can't make ends meet.
So this is just another entity that will be there to provide assistance. It's not going to replace anyone or, and you know what I always say, need is, there's not a monopoly on it. That's just the way it is. I mean, there are needs everywhere.
Fields says the fund is based on similar programs around the country, but she believes this will be a first in Arkansas. This week, the Fayetteville City Council voted to approve putting $5,000 toward developing the fund, which will be administered by HARC at the Center for Collaborative Care in Springdale. HARC already works to connect Northwest Arkansas's residents in need with nonprofit organizations and resources through a combination of a web portal and community liaisons like Courtney Burnett.
Basically, it's going to provide a way for people who want to help, who want to donate money, to be able to do that from their phones. And it's also going to provide funds to allow people who need that help to have an avenue for getting that help.
Burnett says as a community liaison, she works with a lot of people who face a whole range of barriers to stay on their feet or to get back on them. She hopes the Help a Neighbor Fund will address needs other organizations can't fit into their budgets.
Sometimes there are things that clients need that aren't addressed by those funds. I mean, it can be something as simple as they need a belt on their car. You know, they need clothing for an interview. They need furniture for the housing that they just acquired. And some of those things, it's just that it doesn't work into the budgets of some of the places that are providing these resources. So they're kind of those things that don't fit. And those are barriers that a lot of times it can be very difficult to address. So I think that this fund is going to help us address some of those barriers that are a little bit more difficult to access resources for.
Yolanda Fields says for residents who make low to moderate wages or live on a fixed income, an unexpected financial crisis may put them on track to end up in a much worse situation. Help with a medical bill or a broken down car could be what keeps a person in need from losing their home or their job.
If it's my only mode of transportation to get to work and brakes go out and I don't have the money, it's either the brakes or my rent, well, that puts me in a very tight squeeze. So I need my car to work and I need my job to pay my rent. So, but my rent's due tomorrow and the brakes are out right now. So what am I going to do?
Fields says that's where the Help a Neighbor Fund can be used to make a difference. Those who want to donate to the program can do so via text. Texting FAY, F-A-Y, to 50155 will prompt a response from the software provider for the fund. From there, the user responds with the amount he or she would like to donate. First-time donors will be sent a link to complete the donation by submitting necessary credit card and contact information. On the other end, residents who need help can call 479-709-2492 to get connected with someone from HARC. From there, a community liaison will find the resources needed to address the caller's situation. Fields says there will be an application process for assistance, and by working with HARC, Fayetteville's community resources will be able to follow up with clients.
Everyone's in a different spot in their life. So it's tough to be able to say, well, everybody that's low to moderate income is right here. No, they're all over the place. It's like some have kids, some are single moms, some have one child, some have five. I mean, so it's all over, and their needs differ just likewise.
Signs with information about the Help a Neighbor Fund will be going up this month along Fayetteville's busier roads, where they can be seen by those who can help and those who need it.
it is, you know, a way that people can donate money and feel pretty good about where it's going, you know, feel like it's definitely going to go to resources that are out there for folks.
That's Courtney Burnett with Hark Again. She says the fund is the city of Fayetteville's way of taking part in the mission of the Center for Collaborative Care.
You know, Hark is trying to bring this collaborative process, and I think it's pretty exciting that when we talk about collaboration, we are also talking about our neighbors and people in our community, and they're definitely jumping on board and really participating.
Anyone is able to text a donation to the Help a Neighbor Fund, but financial assistance will be limited to people who reside in Fayetteville. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.
And again, the procedure for the Help a Neighbor Fund, you can text FAY, F-A-Y, to 50155. We have that information, as well as information about accessing the fund for those in financial need at ozarksatlarge.com.